As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbee, with Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. You must remember this. This is a sign,
I think I'm getting a bunion.
That's not a very auspicious start to the day.
Here's your coffee. I've never had a bunion before. I've had corns. I've never had a bunion.
I can recommend a very good chiropodist.
Can you? You mean
this
you
coffee
have...
coffee is delicious.
It's one of my many talents. Something rather demeaning about the word, isn't there?
Coffee?
Bunion.
I don't know. I've never thought of it.
Well, I hadn't before today.
Well, I suggest you turn your mind to other things, like the book signing.
I warned Alistair I won't write a lot of flowery inscriptions.
You won't be rude, will you?
I shan't be writing dirty limericks, if that's what you mean.
That's not what I meant, and you know it.
I'll be sweetness and light personified.
Well, there's no need to go overboard. You nervous?
No, not really. I'm into calmer waters now. Either the book sells or it doesn't, and that's it.
You sound resigned.
Substitute sanguine. It's like having a second.
What is?
You. Someone in my corner, so to speak.
You won't expect me to flap a towel in your face, will you?
I'm glad you're here.
Oh, well, I had to be. It's your big day.
I do look a twerp in a suit, don't I?
No. Actually, it's growing on me.
Like fungus.
No, not like fungus. Are you nervous?
You asked me that.
Sorry. It's because I'm nervous. Have you eaten? You did have a good breakfast.
Yes. I had a donut.
Good. Are you going to order a cab?
No, Alistair's going to pick me up here. I'll lay odds it'll be a Land Rover painted in zebra stripes.
Did you say you had a donut for breakfast?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know, really. It was there, so I thought I'd eat it.
You do some peculiar things.
Perhaps I'm becoming an eccentric. Goes with the suit, I suppose. I'm glad you're here.
You've already said that.
Oh. Well, either I'm starting to repeat myself or I am nervous.
Oh, you're not, are you?
Well, yeah, a bit.
It's me. I'm contagious. You wouldn't be nervous at all if I'd gone to work.
You're getting in a state.
No, I already am in a state.
That sounds like Alistair. I'll get it.
Before you let him in, I'll be thinking of you.
That's good, because I'll probably be thinking of you. Hello, Alistair.
I lie. Fit.
Come in, I won't be a second.
Good morning, lovely lady.
Hello, Alistair. Don't worry, I won't be sitting in the bookshop with Lionel. I just came round to wish him luck.
TLC. Mega.
TLC.
Tender loving care.
Of course.
So, how are you both?
Well, a bit nervous, to be honest.
No, I'm sanguine.
Good mix. Good mix. Okay, let's hit the bookshelves and make some bucks.
Yes, let's.
Can I give you a lift to the office, Jim?
No, thanks. I'll order a taxi. I don't like Land Rovers with zebra stripes.
How did she know about that?
She's very psychic. Before we reach the bookshop, Alistair, there's one thing that's puzzled me all along.
What's that, Lion?
Why are you publishing my book?
It's what I do.
You haven't got rich publishing books like mine.
I didn't say I have. I publish books like yours, Lion, and I'm being mega frank. Because it makes me feel better.
You claiming that my book has some kind of curative powers?
I'm claiming books like yours are real books. They're not the trash that make the bucks. Books like yours will last for years. The sort of book that my old man used to publish.
Oh.
All fears laid to rest?
Yes, I suppose so. Thanks for being honest.
The corners of your mouth have gone down, like.
Conceit. I don't suppose anybody's proud to be a tax loss.
You do pull some funny cherries from the bag sometimes. Who said anything about you being a tax loss?
Well, let's face it, it may be a proper book, but it's not going to sell, is it?
Not mega, no.
No, not even mini.
Look, we won't know that until we hit the bookshelves. Come on, stiff up our lip line. We're here. Here you are. This is where you'll be. The hot seat.
Those people.
Good buzz, good buzz.
How much did you pay them?
They're just to get the book selling.
Uh-huh.
Well, 1 minute to lift off.
Yeah, this stacked queue of yours.
Yes.
How do I distinguish between them and those not bribed to ask me to sign the book?
Lemon squeezy lime. My people will say hello twice.
Hello?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know what hello is. I just think this whole thing is teetering on the brink of farce.
I'm pulling out all the stops for you, Lye. The fact is, and I know you're going to hate this, I've got to like you, Lye. I want the book to sell for you.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Okay.
What on earth is that?
Mood music. The drums of Kenya.
Those are the drums of Nigeria.
Really? Well, only you would know the difference. Catch you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man.
Hello, hello.
Oh, yes. Hello, hello.
I've heard it's a wonderful book.
Have you really?
No. Don't sign. Mime.
Mime? What do you want me to mime?
Signing.
Why?
We don't buy a copy.
I shouldn't have asked.
Thank you so very much. I'm sure it's going to be a bella.
Oh, thank you.
My life in Kenya. Yes. Yes, of course it's good. Spicy? Oh, yes, it's incredibly spicy. In an understated sort of way. Well, that's the spiciest sort of spicy, I think. No, I'm not pushing anything. I'm just recommending that you go out and buy a copy before it sells out. Yes. Oh, and Pauline, I think that this year I may be able to lay my hands on a couple of tickets for Wimbledon. Yes. No, of course they're not connected. I just thought I'd mention it. My life in Kenya. Yeah. Oh, and tell your friends, won't you? Thanks, Pauline. Bye. Oh, hello, Judith. I'm running out of sales patter. How are you doing?
I found everyone I know in the British Isles. I'm sure I've promised to sleep with half of them.
This is bringing out the senior side of our nature, isn't it?
Decidedly.
What about you, Sandy?
8 copies for sure in Nottingham.
Why are you so big in Nottingham?
I loved a man in Nottingham once.
He must have loved you, too.
No, he didn't. But he has a kind heart.
Oh, Sandy. Why aren't you married?
Why aren't you?
Uh-oh.
I'm too concerned about the Northeast.
I don't see what that's got to do with
me. We don't know anybody in the Northeast.
Mum, we're doing our best.
Yes, I know, and I'm very grateful.
I hope Lionel is.
Well, I don't want him to be. I don't want him to know that we're selling our souls.
Let alone our bodies.
Well, speak for yourself. I just want him to be successful.
What if he is?
What if he is?
Can be a mixed blessing success.
You are him, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You look smaller in real life.
Most of us do.
Is it a beautiful place, Kenya?
Yeah, very beautiful indeed.
I've only ever got as far as Ostend, you see. I think I'll take it. Could you sign it?
Yes, of course.
Could you put to Doris?
To Doris. There.
There's more.
Oh.
On the occasion of her 53rd birthday.
On the occasion of her 53rd birthday.
Would with affection be all right?
It wouldn't be very accurate. I don't know a Doris.
There's no need to be lofty about it.
I'm not being lofty at all. I'm simply stating a fact.
Well, I'd like it there.
With affection.
Lionel Hardcastle.
Thank you, Lionel Hardcastle.
Nice present, that.
I hope so. Who's it for?
Me.
You're Doris?
I'd have thought that was obvious.
Not really, no.
Thank you very much. Where's the till?
It's, look, as it's your birthday, would you allow me to pay for it?
Certainly not. I don't accept presents from perfect strangers.
Could I have your autograph, mister?
Yes, of course. Oh, it's you. Hello.
How are you doing?
Well, I seem to be getting down to the lunatic fringe. Would you like a cup of tea?
Where?
Oh, they're looking after me. We can get one at the back of the shop. Follow me.
Very grand. Tea bags, kettle and two stools.
I should have this one. It's the less wobbly of the two.
Thank you. Well, you sold a few copies then.
Yeah, strangely enough, yes. It was quite busy earlier on. They weren't all hello helloers.
Sorry, is that a technical term?
Oh, yes, it is now. Alistair stacked the queue and they identified themselves by saying hello twice to me.
What happens if someone wants you to sign their book now?
No, they'll just have to wait.
That's hardly the Dunkirk spirit.
Well, this isn't Dunkirk. Anyway, I don't really expect to be mobbed for the rest of the day.
Oh, I don't know. Here we are sitting on our wobbly stools and your book's selling all over the country.
One here, one there.
Oh, no, it's going wonderfully in Nottingham.
How do you know?
I'm guessing.
Why would you guess Nottingham? Why should the good people of Nottingham be interested in a book about Kenya?
Why not?
I can't answer that.
Well, there you are, then.
Well, how's it doing in the checkbook?
Well, how do I know?
I thought you might like to make another guess.
Oh, ha, ha.
Bristol, Birmingham.
Oh, shut up.
What about Gateshead? How do you guess it's sitting in Gateshead?
No, I don't know anybody in Gateshead.
Ah.
Oh, well, all right, so I made a few phone calls. There's nothing wrong in recommending a book to friends.
Well, I don't like it.
Oh, don't you?
It smacks of charity.
And you smack of being stiff-necked.
Oh, I see.
And if you get more stiff-necked, you'll fall off that wobbly stool.
Oh, this has been quite the silliest morning of my life. And it's only just beginning.
If you're trying to get Radio Luxembourg, it's off the air.
I'm trying to find Lionel.
Where is he today?
He's doing a book programme in Glasgow.
We won't get that on there.
Well, I can get France. Maybe he'll do France next week. I hope he's not tired. Alistair's got him dashing all over the country as if he's in the milk race.
He's not cycling, is he? Oh, come on, Mom. Alistair's only trying to do his best.
I know.
Do you miss him?
Well, I got used to him being around. Is this what you meant by success can be a mixed blessing?
Sort of. Anyway, don't worry, he might not be a success.
Oh, I want him to be. I want it both ways, don't I?
That'll be Alistair.
Now, well, he's a success. How does he manage so much time to take you out?
He's a big success.
He's a mega success.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
Did you manage to get Lionel in Glasgow? He did well. He's getting less hostile every time.
How did you manage to get a local radio station from Glasgow?
On the car radio.
Can you get Tibet?
Only faintly.
Would you like a drink?
No, thanks, Jean. There's something I want to put to you.
Oh, what?
The book.
Already bought 120 copies.
140.
Star on the chart. But I'm talking bigger than locally. We're not exactly bombing, but we're not grabbing either. What we need to do is open up a second front.
Are you intending to invade Russia?
You sounded just like Lionel then.
Well, I'll do his next interview for him.
Well, it's funny you should mention
that. Oh, Alistair, what are you building up to?
The inscription in the book. To poo, it says. You're Pooh, aren't you?
Of course not.
Pooh was a dog?
Yes, a spaniel.
A collie.
Lionel's favourite spaniel.
Yeah, there's a Springer spaniel.
Oh, yes, all right, I am Pooh. Or rather, I was. I certainly wouldn't answer to it now. What about it?
Well, don't you see? It's the perfect publicity angle. The book is dedicated to the girl he left behind. The girl before Africa.
The girl before the dawn of time.
Who is she? That's the angle. Who is who?
Do you seriously think anyone cares?
They will when I finish with them. Look, it's all in this envelope. We can have the nation on tenterhooks. We could double the book sales.
People love a mystery.
Yes, just a minute. What happens when the nation's curiosity dries up?
We don't let them. We produce you.
Oh.
We produce poo.
Alistair.
Well, you did say you wanted to help.
Alistair certainly worked it all out. Publicity, sales angles, publicity mock-up. I'd be flattered.
You'd be what?
Flattered. I've always wanted to be a mystery woman.
All right, you be Pooh, then.
When Lionel knew Pooh, I wasn't even born.
Well, that's just it, isn't it? All this happened 100 years ago. It has no relevance to today.
People still fall in love.
I bet they don't call each other poo.
Well, you did say you'd help.
Yes, I have helped, one way and another. I've lived with this bloody book for months, and now all this who's poo business is too much.
Well, it's up to you.
Oh, I hate it when people say that. They don't mean make up your own mind. They mean I'm right and you're wrong.
Look, if you really hate the idea...
Hello?
Oh, quick, put that stuff back in the envelope. It's a celebrity.
Donald Duck is a celebrity. I'm not even a five-minute wonder.
You're better looking than Donald Duck.
Marginally. Could I beg a cup of tea?
Yes, of course.
Hello?
Hello. You look awful.
This is my brave face as well.
Oh, sit down. Where have you come from?
Wales, I think.
Oh, as bad as that.
Alistair's itinerary wasn't designed for me. It was designed for a hyperactive decathlete.
Push, push.
Yes. I hope the next time he says that to me, he's standing on top of Beachy Head with his back to the sea.
Keep telling yourself it's all worthwhile.
Too tired to listen.
Well, I'm sure it is.
I don't know. I think I've seen more bookshops than people actually wanting to buy the book.
How's your bunion?
Throbbing.
That probably explains it.
What?
Well, you being dismal. Bunions can be very depressing.
I'm not being dismal. I'm being realistic.
Well, you were sanguine the other morning.
Bluff. I was trying not to care. Anyway, I found out the truth. I was never really convinced by Alistair's explanation for publishing my book.
Oh?
He described it as a sort of lost leader, dull but respectable, a proper book. So I asked him another question yesterday. Not the half why, the whole why.
And?
How shall I put this? I'm a favour.
A favour?
Yes. Apparently, Alistair's father owed my father a favour and I'm it. That's why Alistair has been looking after me like a baby instead of delegating me to a junior.
Oh, well. Did your father save Alistair's father's life?
No way. He lent him £500 in 1947 to start up a publishing firm.
Oh, what a lovely story. Your father must be very kind.
Yes, but a favour. Interfering.
Oh, there's gratitude, Lionel. You're just saying that because your pride's hurt.
Maybe. But at the end of the day, I did want the book to sell.
Well, it has. The local bookshop sold out.
Your tea, Lionel.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sandy.
How many copies did you buy?
Now, what kind of a remark is that?
An appreciative one. I just put it badly.
And what's all this past tense? What's all this I did want it to sell?
I've grown accustomed to Alistair's vocabulary. When he says mega, he actually means minute.
Well, I'm sure he's got other ways of pushing the book.
Oh, let's be realistic. There isn't anything else he can do. Oh, I'd better go. One more errand to run. I'll try and pick you up at the end of the day.
Hello. It's a celebrity.
You only said that twice and it's wearing thin. Where are you off to?
Home.
Already?
It's past my bedtime.
Jean's still here?
No. She's gone home to talk to Alistair.
Oh, right. I'll creak round there, then.
Oh, then you've saved me a diversion. Would you give this envelope, though, to her? I don't think she'd want it lying around the office.
What's in it? Used notes?
An idea.
I thought they were usually kept in the head.
I get carried away. You see, she doesn't really want to. And she wouldn't mind if a certain celebrity took a peek.
I found those three sentences totally incomprehensible.
The envelope's not sealed. Good night.
Good night. Doesn't really want to. Mind if I take a peek? Oh, well, if she insists.
So, what did you think of the mock-ups?
I left them at the office.
You didn't like them?
Alistair, I wouldn't have liked them if you presented them to me in a jewel casket.
I know it's a woman's prerogue, but you haven't changed your mind.
No, I'll do it.
Oh, come on, Mum. It'll be fun.
Right.
How many people get the chance to be somebody?
Right.
I already am someone. I'm me.
Anyone can be me.
That's tortuous.
No. What Judith means...
It's all right. I know what she means. I'm just thinking of the revelation. Next week, poo revealed. Tomorrow, poo revealed.
You should be a copywriter.
What is revealed? An old blob.
Oh, come on. You're not old.
And you're not a blob.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd say that. Do you know what I mean? I'll be an anticlimax.
I'm coming at you head on with this one, Jean. You're not the end. You're the means.
I think that's the least flattering thing anyone has ever said to
me.
But you're right.
You speak my language?
No, Alistair, but we formed a sort of Esperanto.
I'll get it.
Well, perhaps...
Worth a try. Cheers.
You know, I could fall for you.
Oh, Alistair, no. You've done that. We talked about it. You're much, much, much too old for me.
It's Lionel.
And he's got the envelope.
Who is who? This is out of the question.
Like, though I say so myself, it's a great idea.
I don't care if it's a better idea than the wheel. She's not doing it.
She's agreed.
Well, I haven't.
She wants to do it.
Well, she's not.
I don't like this she business.
But you, then. You're not.
She wants
who?
To... Jean. Jean wants to help.
Well, she's not going to.
Who?
You are not going to.
Don't tell me what to do.
Anyone want some coffee? Look, we're all on the same side here, aren't we?
On the button.
Of course we are.
No.
Lionel...
Oh, be quiet. Who's poo? She is.
Who?
Jean Pargeter. The girl I was in love with is poo. It's a silly nickname because Jean Pargeter liked honey. It's our business and it has nothing to do with the readers of this or that newspaper.
But if it helps to sell the book...
It has nothing to do with the book. It's ours.
Now, why don't you ever say anything like that, Alistair?
Judith? Judith?
What did you say?
I can't remember.
You meant it, though.
Of course I meant it.
Oh, but the book.
Oh, bugger the book. Look, I went to a travel agent's.
You're going back to Kenya?
No. Paris.
Why are you going to Paris?
I booked for two when I was out this afternoon. That weekend we always planned and never had.
You're making assumptions.
Well, I thought it was time I did.
Oh, I see, I see.
Well, you're not going to get defensive, are you?
Not with you in such a masterful mood.
Oh, now you're just taking the mickey.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
We're going out to eat. Coming?
You don't know what a good sulk is.
No. Well, are you coming or not?
No.
No, thank you.
You know, I amaze myself sometimes.
What have you done? Passed a mirror without looking in it?
Nice dig lie, but no. I've just thought of your next book.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Go and eat, Alistair.
Just let me give you the bones.
Look, Lionel's tired.
Look, he'll feel like moving mountains when he's heard this. It's set in the 50s, right? Young army lieutenant and a young nurse are in love, and I mean heavy love.
Mm. Don't tell me he gets posted to Korea.
I know what happens next. The nurse sends him a letter and he never gets it.
Tragic, but dull.
Dull?
In a God I can't put this book down sense. No, no, no. He gets the letter, but just as he's about to read it, he's wounded.
By a mule.
An enemy mule, of course.
You're not taking me seriously, are you? Look. This could be the prequel to my life in Kenya.
Alistair, if you don't go away, this could be the prequel to some very foul language.
Another time, Alistair.
Okay, okay, okay. Come on, Judith.
Right.
Us, a novel.
Don't even think about it.
I thought of a very good title already. The Jean and Lionel story.
They laughed, they loved, they lost.
Until
what?
No, until, in inverted commas.
Oh,
until,
no.
Dot, 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 dot.
We're sounding like Alistair.
I'd like to be taller.
Now, that's a strange thing to say.
In the book, and willowy.
Oh. Fair enough. And I'll have a shock of red hair.
And Jean's too plain.
Gert?
Oh, yes, good, Gert. Gert and Ginger. Have a drink.
Yes, good idea, I'll get it. Oh. I clicked in about 18 places.
Stay there. I'll get it. Would you like something to eat? I don't have any doughnuts.
Beans on toast would be nice.
You don't trust my cooking, do you?
I just fancy beans on toast.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
Mm. Cheers.
Cheers.
The Gert and Ginger story.
Mm. Why stop at one book? I could make it a series. Gert and Ginger go to Paris.
Gert and Ginger go to the chiropodist.
Gert and Ginger go to the dogs.
Yes, but who knows about the ending? I mean, there we were, and now here we are now, with a great big gap of 38 years in between. Sometimes it's as though we've never been apart. But at other times it seems that we never knew each other. That we were two complete strangers. I wonder what would happen to us. Have you any ideas on the subject? Lionel? Lionel?
my hero.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby, starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was Moira Brooker, Alistair by Philip Bretherton, Sandy by Jenny Funnell, First Lady in Bookshop by Melanie Hudson, and Second Lady by Jean Chalice. The producer was Martin Fisher. As time goes by.